Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, a regional investigation into the sale and supply of drugs seen a man arrested and €14,000 worth of cannabis seized in Donegal. Police in Derry have confirmed a man aged in his 60s has died following a fire at a flat in Gallia. Lagan Valley MLA Robbie Butler is the new health minister in Northern Ireland, and planning permission has been granted for the expansion of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Sports up at 6:15 with Oisin Kelly, and Chris Ashmore has the latest farming news and views after the obituary notices. Police in Derry have confirmed a man aged in his 60s has died following a fire at a flat in Gallia. All three emergency services attended the scene of the blaze at Bloomfield Park, which was reported at 4:15 yesterday afternoon. Two appliances from Northland Fire Station, two appliances from Crescentlink Fire Station, and one compliance and a command unit from Zurban Fire Station attended the incident. Firefighters were wearing breathing apparatus and used three hose reel jets and one jet to extinguish the fire at just after 6:15. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, and a post-mortem will be held to establish the cause of death. A regional investigation into the sale and supply of drugs seen a man arrested and €14,000 worth of cannabis seized in Donegal. Gardaí from the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit searched two Letterkenny homes on Tuesday and were assisted by the Donegal North Community Engagement Area, as well as the dog and armed support units. This man in his 50s was detained at a Garda station in the northwest and has since been released without charge. The seizure is to be sent now to Forensic Science Ireland for analysis, and a file will be prepared by the DPP. Investigations are ongoing. Planning permission has been granted for the expansion of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary. It comes after an appeal against the proposed development was turned down by a Commission Planála. The expansion will include a new visitor centre with a cafe and gift shop, among other facilities such as a classroom. Founder Danny Curran says he's now looking forward to focusing on securing the funding needed to get the project off the ground.
Well, we're hoping to expand. We want to build more stables, you know, so that the donkeys that we have here on site, we can keep them in better comfort and have better facilities here for when the vets and people like that and the farriers come. We're also hoping to extend our visitor centre. The building that we're using just now for visitor centre was always intended, you know, to be used for other things, like, you know, so we want to build the proper visitor centre. We also want to build a classroom here so that when we have large groups or schools come, that we have a place to take them in, you know, and give them welfare talks and do, you know, do that part of our work as well. Like, you know, because we don't always have great weather here for to be outside doing them kind of talks.
The capacity that the sanctuary works at is quite intense, so being able to expand the stables and expand in the likes of having a cafe and expand the gift shop will be another source of revenue.
Well, that's our aim in the future, you know, that we don't get any government funding. We're completely donation-based, you know, so we have to always be looking at new ways, you know, of creating revenue, you know, for to pay vets, farriers, buy hay. You know, we have an awful lot of bills coming in here, like, you know, so the hope is that, you know, we'll get a small cafe, a visitor centre, and that will help generate revenue, you know, for to keep us going.
Lagan Valley MLA Robbie Butler is the new health minister in the Northern Ireland Assembly. His appointment follows a row between the former minister Mike Nesbitt and Ulster Unionist leader John Burrows over emergency surgery at Causeway Hospital in Coleraine. The proposal would see surgery services withdrawn and based at Antrim Area Hospital instead. Robbie Butler was first elected to the Stormont Assembly in 2016. Gardaí are seeking an extradition warrant for a person of interest in the investigation into the murder of mother of one, Jamie Carney. The 43-year-old American citizen was found dead at her home in Killarney in County Kerry last month. A 28-year-old man who Gardaí want to speak to in connection with the investigation has been detained in Jordan. Journalist with the Kerry Man, Sinead Kelleher, says a summary file has been submitted to the DPP.
detailing what evidence they've gathered. And unfortunately, this, they've recommended a charge be brought against someone in this case. And this charge, this decision by the Gardaí, or this appeal by the Gardaí, is understood to be supported by the DPP, who ultimately make this decision. So I suppose there's been great progress in here. They have gathered all their evidence, and now they have recommended a charge. In order to have this charge, I suppose they need an extradition warrant to bring any charge. And this is where this has been now sought.
Housing construction in Donegal has reached its highest monthly level so far this year. Department of Housing figures show 143 homes were commenced in July, up from 138 in June. That's also more than double the number recorded in July of last year, when 61 homes were commenced. The deteriorating condition of the A5 is being highlighted as fresh calls are made for the £1.7 billion Western Transport Corridor to be delivered. A West Tyrone MLA says recent works along the route underline the urgent need for the long-awaited project. Stormont ministers gave the project the go-ahead in 2024, but that decision was overturned by the High Court last June after a judge ruled the plans did not comply with Stormont's own climate change targets. An appeal was lodged with a final submission heard 2 months ago. A determination is expected before the end of the year, and West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says he hopes common sense will prevail.
We're awaiting the outcome of the appeal to the recent judgment in relation to the A5, but we are remaining positive and hopeful. Remedial works to the A5 will not be accepted as any substitute to the full delivery of the A5 road.
In terms of the appeal, we know that it's expected before the end of the year in terms of a decision on that appeal. Do you have any indication when, if the appeal is successful, we can actually expect work to start?
I would be asking that the work start immediately. We can't keep pushing this further and further away. The road is absolutely necessary. It's the only option available to people for travelling in this area. The A5 runs through the very heart of West Tyrone. Every road leads on to it. And we have no alternatives. Our public transport options are limited, if at all even accessible at times. People have to travel on the A5 on a daily basis. This road has to be upgraded. I would hope that common sense will prevail and that the appeal outcome will be successful. But then we need to rely on the competence of the department to ensure the road is delivered. And to date, that has not been satisfactory. But I would hope that the minister and the department now get their house in order and ensure that the A5 is started, so that we can reassure our public that this road is indeed a priority for government in Northern Ireland.
Local authorities should have more power when it comes to the type of retailers that decide to open up in their areas. The call comes from an independent councillor in Wexford, Leonard Kelly, who says county councils cannot control the establishment of vape shops across the country. It follows a decision by the British government to allow councils there to reject businesses which are not considered good for communities. Councillor Kelly says as it stands, there's very little that they can do.
People come to us and go, why are the council allowing this? The council have no control. This is considered to be just normal retail. So somebody comes in and just ticks the normal boxes from a normal planning perspective, they can introduce these types of shops. And it is something that from a retail mix on the town, it doesn't add anything to the town.
Meanwhile, the chairperson of Donegal Youth Council says the uptake of vaping has been a focus for the group for a number of years. Cassie Lamb says similar to the colourful packaging for vapes, which the Youth Council has condemned, many of the shop fronts have a similar aesthetic which could be attractive to young people. Ms Lamb says it's important to note that the concerns raised by the Youth Council come directly from their peers.
One thing for Donegal Youth Council is, you know, we don't come up with the topics ourselves. It's the young people at our AGMs that come and they speak about the issues that are biggest to them. And vaping has came up twice. It came up, so the last term was, what, maybe 23? And vaping was number one there. And the Youth Council at that point, they wrote to senators, they wrote to the government, and they were calling for action on this. And, you know, we as a Youth Council, we believe that flavours and colourful packaging must be banned to prevent the uptake of vaping. And, you know, that must come into the ideas of shop. So, like, us as a Youth Council, like, we've been working extensively now on this for maybe the past 4 years. And, look, we have got the results we wanted of, you know, the flavours being banned, which was always our number one goal. And, you know, it's just hoping now to see, will the government now hopefully take action and stick to it?
TikTok has turned down an invitation to appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee. The company had been invited to answer questions from TDs and senators on the posting of videos of people driving illegally. Emily Keegan has more.
This invitation was sent to TikTok yesterday to answer questions on how it deals with content that glorifies illegal activity. It comes amid a growing trend of teenagers recording themselves driving dangerously or illegally and posting the videos on social media. Concerns have been raised following the death of five teenagers in a crash over the weekend after the car they were travelling in drove the wrong direction on the M9. However, TikTok has today declined the invitation. In a letter to the committee, the company says it doesn't believe it would be possible to appear while Gardaí and Coimisiún na mBan are conducting their own examinations into the matter. It has instead offered to meet the committee to give them a private briefing. It adds the platform is closely monitoring content related to the incident and is removing anything that violates its guidelines.
The time is 41 minutes past five. We'll have sport after this short break. It's just coming up to a quarter to six here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with hockey, and there's been defeat this evening for Ireland at the World Cup. The men's side needed at the very least a draw to qualify for the top end of the competition. But it hasn't gone the way of the Irish, which includes Donegal's Luke Wotherill. They lost to Spain within the last few minutes by 3-1, and it means that Ireland will now be playing in the section 9th to 16th. Later at 7:30, there's a meeting of the women's team in tournament co-host Belgium, where an Irish one is needed if they are to progress into the top section. Now to soccer, Shamrock Rovers begin their push to qualify for the Conference League tonight. Stephen Bradley's side welcome Finnish outfit Coops to the Tallaght Stadium for the first leg of their playoff. A win over the two legs will see the Hoops qualify for European League phase football for the third season in a row. Kick-off in the Tallaght Stadium tonight for that game is at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere in the Conference League playoffs, Larne are in action at the moment. They're heading towards the half-time whistle in Gibraltar. They're playing at Lincoln Red Imps, and it's currently scoreless there between the two sides with Lincoln down to 10 men. There has been a player sent off there in the opening half. They're about a minute or so away from the whistle. Tromso of Norway will play Brighton from 6 o'clock. That's due to get underway shortly. At 7:30, Ghent of Belgium play host to Hibernia. And there's three further Scottish sides all playing at home this evening. Motherwell take on Freiburg of Germany. Hearts are up against Austrian opposition in Rapid Vienna. And Rangers boss Derek McGuinness hopes his side can build on the first one of the season when they face Czech outfit Jablonec. The Ibrox club cruised to a 5-1 victory over St Mirren at the weekend. McGuinness believes the result has lifted confidence and improved the atmosphere within the Rangers squad.
Ultimately, I want a winning dressing room, I want a winning club, and you know, getting a win was important for us. A lot of what we wanted for the game, we got. No, absolutely, getting into this game, you know, it does. Everything seems a bit easier and a bit more enjoyable if you when you're winning football.
Troy Parrott has landed in Sevilla to finalise a transfer from AZ Alkmaar to Real Betis. A fee of €20 million for a 5-year deal has been agreed between the two sides. Betis qualified for the Champions League last season by finishing fifth in La Liga under manager Manuel Pellegrini. In golf, the first round of the BMW Championship gets underway today in Missouri. World number one Scotty Scheffler is chasing back-to-back victories in the FedEx Cup playoff series. Rory McIlroy is set to tee off at 20 past six, and he's hoping to bounce back after a disappointing result at the St Jude last week.
In all sports, you have to have a short memory, good and bad. I think if you dwell on your failures too much, that's a bad thing. But I think if you dwell on your successes as well, that's not a great thing either, because every week, every month, every year, there's new goals and new targets and new things that you want to achieve.
In Formula One, Max Verstappen has signed a new contract at Red Bull, keeping him with the team until 2030. The deal is announced ahead of his home race, the Dutch Grand Prix, this weekend. Verstappen says he's at home at Red Bull.
It's like a second family for me. And of course, I came into this team hoping for, you know, being able to win races and that we have won four titles together. Plus, of course, working again towards that goal. Yeah, it's something that is, of course, very exciting. And yeah, that's why, of course, I feel at home here.
Finally, just looking ahead to the Score programme this evening here in Highland, Declan Boyle will preview this week's League of Ireland fixtures for Finn Harps and Derry City. Peter Doherty looks ahead to Coghill Celtic's big FAI Junior Cup quarter-final clash at home to Coachford. And Athletics Ireland National Development Manager Dermot McGranahan is encouraging local clubs to harness the recent success of Mark English and the Irish team at the European Championships. That and more coming up this evening on The Score, just after the 7 o'clock news, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. The Oranelagh volunteer crew in Bundoran were called into action yesterday to help a swimmer who got into trouble. They were requested by the Irish Coast Guard after a member of the public raised the alarm when they heard someone shout and spotted a swimmer in difficulty off of Main Beach. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
The crew were requested at 4:42pm to launch the inshore lifeboat, which was helmed by Rory O'Connor and with crew members Richard Gillespie and David Clancy on board. Also responding was a lifeguard on duty, along with the Coast Guard helicopter Rescue 118 from Sligo. Weather conditions at the time were good, but sea conditions were challenging with a 2 metre swell and breaking waves. The crew observed the swimmer, who was wearing a wetsuit, trying but struggling to swim on their back. They managed between the breaking swells to grab the casualty and bring them safely onto the lifeboat and back to the pier. With a concern that the casualty may have taken in water, an ambulance was requested and the swimmer was transferred to hospital as a precautionary measure. RNLI Helm O'Connor wished the casualty well and encouraged those planning to enter the water to check the conditions.
Looking now to the weather forecast, staying dry for most of this evening with a mixture of variable amounts of cloud and some brighter sunny spells and isolated showers also possible, all in a mostly moderate northerly breeze with winds stronger near the coastline. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A regional investigation into the sale and supply of drugs seen a man arrested and €14,000 worth of cannabis seized in Donegal. Gardaí from the Donegal Divisional Drugs Unit searched two Letterkenny homes on Tuesday, assisted by the Donegal North Community Engagement Area and the Dog and Armed Support Units. A man in his 50s was detained at a Garda station in the northwest and has since been released without charge. Police in Derry have confirmed a man aged in his 60s has died following a fire at a flat in Gallia. All three emergency services attended the scene of the blaze in Bloomfield Park, which was reported at 4:15 yesterday afternoon. Two appliances from Northland Fire Station, along with two appliances from Crescent Link Fire Station, and one appliance and a command support unit from Strabane Fire Station attended the incident. Firefighters wearing breathing apparatus to use three hose reel jets and one jet to extinguish the fire just at around 6:15. Lagan Valley MLA Robbie Butler is the new mental health minister, for the Northern Irish Assembly. His appointment follows a row between the former minister Mike Nesbitt and Ulster Unionist leader John Burrows over emergency surgery at Causeway Hospital in Coleraine. The proposal would see surgery services withdrawn from there and instead based in Antrim Area Hospital. And finally, planning permission has been granted for the expansion of the Donegal Donkey Sanctuary. It comes after an appeal against the proposed development was turned down by and Commission Planala. The expansion will include a new visitor centre with a cafe and gift shop, among other facilities such as a classroom. That's all for now from the newsroom. I'll be back with more at 7 o'clock. Chris Asmore has the farming news and views after the obituary notices. The obituary notices this Thursday evening, August 20th. The death has taken place of Kathleen Donaghy, ní Harkin, late of Carrickin Road, Craigban, Clody, County Derry, and formerly of Lochash, reposing at her brother Thomas's home, 3 Lochash Road, Ahabrack. Family time from 10pm to 11am. A bus will be provided from Lochash Primary School to the wake house nearby. Funeral on Saturday, leaving her brother's home at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrack. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Diabetes UK, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors Dungiven. The death has occurred of Lynn McGee, ní Brown, 48, Bolenin Road, Derry. Lynn will repose for wake at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Rafoe, this evening until rosary at 8 o'clock, with the wake private to family and close friends only, please. The funeral cortege will leave Kelly's Funeral Home at 10:20 tomorrow morning, travelling to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnston, for 11 o'clock, Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Rosalind Craig, Nima Gahern, Bailet, Inch Island, formerly of Coothall, County Roscommon, and Ballinamore, County Leitrim. Rosalind's remains will repose at Murphy's Funeral Home, Tubinburn Foot, tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Wake private for family, friends and neighbours only, please. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:15, travelling via her late home at Bailet to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch Island, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. The death has occurred at his home of David Gill, Cushdera, Gorey Wexford and of Anna Clonmany. Remains are reposing at his brother Lawrence and Colette's home in Anna Clonmany. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:40. Going to St Mary's Church Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, followed by a private cremation. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Veronica Vonnie Gallagher, née O'Keefe, Drummony Letterkenny. Vonnie's remains are reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30. Going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Newlech Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrennan. Paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.
Hello and welcome along to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, there's lots happening over the coming week or so. Firstly, to let you know that a suckler farmers meeting is being hosted by Milford Co-op Mart next Monday, and there should be a big attendance. Topics for discussion will include an update on the new beef welfare scheme with €75 per calf. Darren Carty of the Irish Farmers Journal will address the meeting on the outlook for cattle markets this autumn, and there will also be a leading cattle buyer and vet in attendance, not to mention the refreshments afterwards. And another date for the diary, it's on Friday week, that's August the 28th, and the Donegal Mule Group will host its annual sale at Balbuffet and Stranorlar Mart beginning at 6 p.m. sharp, and we'll have more on that in next week's programme. The Irish National Sheepdog Trials are taking place on the Stuart Hall Estate in Stuartstown in Tyrone, starting next Wednesday the 26th, running through until the Saturday. It's a big, big event. There'll be big crowds there. Delighted to say that the chair of the organising committee, Jared Hegarty, has joined me to tell me a little bit more. Jared, for those people who wouldn't be familiar with this, what can they expect each day and during the whole event?
Hey Chris, thanks for having me along. Look, we're really looking forward to people coming to the trials. Primarily, the event is a sheepdog trial, and on the back of that, then we're having a craft fair and a vintage display on the Saturday. But for those who haven't been along to a sheepdog trial before, the competition starts on the Wednesday afternoon with a handler and two dogs competing, so they'll be moving the sheep around the course. Generally, I suppose, a reflection of what a farmer does at home with his dogs and what needs to be done on a normal farm. So there's obstacles to put them through. The sheep have to be split and then eventually penned. And so that takes place on the Wednesday, and then on the Thursday, from the Thursday until the Saturday, we have a singles competition, and they are 150 dogs taking part, 50 dogs each day, so one handler, one dog, five sheep for it, again around a similar course, and then at the end of the competition on the Saturday evening, we'll have a runoff to decide the overall national champion.
Where will people be coming from, both to in terms of the participants and spectators?
Well, it's a national competition, so we have people from all over the 32 counties taking part, and a lot there from Donegal itself. Actually, the home of sheepdogs in Ireland is probably Donegal. There's more competitors from that county than any other. But we will have people from, as I say, all over Ireland taking part, and then spectators far and wide as well, and we have had significant international queries from spectators this year, as there's a very big event taking place in Scotland. The World Sheepdog Trials are being held in Scotland this year in September, and we know that a number of the people that are coming over to attend those are coming early and are coming over to Ireland to watch our competition.
From a spectator's point of view, this is quite a spectacle when you actually see the skills and the dogs moving around and the how they interact with the farmer. Something that people who haven't been before, certainly it can leave an abiding memory.
Yeah, I suppose many people have memories of watching One Man and His Dog on BBC before that programme was done away with. You know, lots of people who talk to us as sheepdog handlers refer back to seeing it on television in their childhood. Essentially, it's almost a replica of that, in that the skills that we're putting on are very similar. People who don't know what the capacities of a border collie are, you know, and what they are capable of doing, this will give them a very good feel for that. Our course is probably 850 metres long between, you know, so there's gates to be, the sheep have to be taken through, there's a shedding ring that has to be split, they have to be penned, there's sheep with collars, sheep with no collars that have to be separated. There's a lot of tasks, you know, over the course of the trial that the dog has to do.
And Gerard, if people can't make it and they want to maybe look online, it is possible there will be a live stream?
Yes, Chris, the event has been live streamed. Those who would have interest in doing that are watching it that way. If they go on to the International Sheepdog Society website, there's a link on the page there for the live streaming of the event.
And that was Gerard Hegarty, who is the chair of the organising committee for the Irish National Sheepdog Trials, which take place on the Stuart Hall estate in Stuartstown in Tyrone, and it all gets underway next Wednesday. The Donegal Texel Breeders will be holding their premier sale this coming Saturday. It's at the Rathfoe Livestock Mart, a big event. And to tell me a little bit more and indeed about the Texel breed as well, I'm joined by Ryan Green, Kildaff-based Vice Chair of the Irish Texel Society. Ryan, first of all, this premier sale here in Donegal, big interest already in advance of it.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on to talk about it. Yeah, big interest. We're just coming off the back of the premier sale for the Irish Society last weekend in Blessington, and this will be the first sale in Donegal now, and it's also one of the main sales in Ireland. So there'll be a few breeders coming from down the country as well as Donegal, so it'll be well supported. The show's at 9:30 on Saturday morning, the sale's at 12, that's this Saturday the 22nd. And there'll also be online bidding for the Mart through the Mart Bids app and Rathfoe.
Now, the sale in Blessington attracted quite a few headlines, not least because the top sale there, 33,000 for one Ram Lamb, and a strong Donegal connection for that, Neville Miles in Ballyshannon, the owner. So tell us a little bit about the breed. It is a pedigree breed that very much sought after.
Yeah, well, as you say, it's a pedigree breed. It would, the Texel Society would be way and by far the largest society in Ireland, the most members and the most rams for sale every year. So it's only getting bigger and better every year, the sale in Blessington, and all sales, I suppose. As you say, Neville and Iron Miles selling a lamb to 33,000 this year, another one to 12,000, and there'll be full brawlers of them lambs heading to the sale on Rathfoe now on Friday.
For those people listening in who may be taken aback by the sort of value of some of these animals. It's down to the breeding, the genetics. I mean, this is top quality stock.
Yeah, to be fair, the kind of names and the money you're talking, it's lambs that can compete anywhere throughout Ireland or the British Isles. As you say, it's top bloodlines. The Milesmen actually bred the ram last year that sired the lamb that made 40,000 last year for the McHugh family and Bert. So their breeding's well known through the job. And as I say, so is most Donegal breeders, to be fair. Donegal won 3 out of the 4 ram-lamb classes in Blessington last weekend.
And just before we let you go, Ryan, the Texel breed, it actually originates from Holland, I think, an island off the coast there in the North Sea. Since its introduction to Ireland, has become very popular, and it's a breed that certainly, judging by the prices as well, there is a big demand for.
There's an island just off the coast of the Netherlands, Texel Island, and that's where they originated from. That's actually marked a special year in Irish Texels. It's the 50th year of the society being formed. So it's all 50th anniversary things happening throughout the year this year. And it was actually the department that took them in 50 years ago, and one of them was Sean McGee of Chrysler, was part of the department, and his son John McGee would have been breeding Texels for years afterwards, and they were part of some of the first people to introduce them to this part of the world, and they only went on bigger and better after that.
And that was Ryan Green, Vice Chair of the Irish Texel Society, and also prominently involved here with the Donegal Texel Breeders. Well, that's it for this week's Farming News and Views. As always, thanks for tuning in. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrennan, paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.